Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My name is Nicola Johnston and I am joined today by Dr. David Gray. Dr. Gray is a professor in the Department of Economics at the University of Ottawa, and along with Ross Feeney, he is co-author of the new study, Labor Force Participation of Older Displaced Workers in Canada, Should I Stay or Should I Go?, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. Welcome, Professor Gray.
Hello.
Professor Gray, let me begin by asking what led you to conduct this study.
Well, I've been working in this area off and on for about 20 years or so. In fact, my doctoral dissertation dealt with displaced workers in France, and so it's always been an area of interest for me.
And so why should policymakers worry more about older displaced workers and other unemployed individuals?
Well, they should certainly worry about all unemployed individuals, particularly now when the labor market is not particularly strong. But the empirical evidence has indicated that older displaced workers and people who are perhaps older than 50 years of age who are dislocated suffer particularly large adjustment costs, either prolonged periods of joblessness and perhaps more importantly a very, very substantial drop in wages compared to their younger counterparts.
And so based on the data you looked at, what are the reemployment prospects for older displaced workers?
Our research has indicated that they suffer often very, very large wage losses. And the older they get, the more likely they are to just retire prematurely from the labor force altogether.
And so are current labor market adjustment policies such as EI and training well suited to the needs of older displaced workers?
Probably not. The evidence indicates that job retraining is usually not very effective. I will say, however, that the issue has not been widely studied, and it's really difficult to totally ascertain the returns to training. So I'm certainly not saying that we shouldn't be investing in retraining of jobless workers, but I do think that we need a wider array of policy instruments in order to address the needs of laid-off older workers.
So in terms of wider policy instruments, your study proposes a wage insurance program to encourage older displaced workers to stay in the workforce and not to opt for or really to be forced into early retirement. So can you tell us more about how this program would work?
Well, it really hasn't been tested very much, either in the United States and Canada, but the idea is that in the event that an older displaced worker were to find a new job that paid substantially less than the previous job, he or she would receive a benefit, would receive a partial subsidy or a partial indemnity for the wage loss, often for a long period of time, not until they retire, but perhaps a time frame of 3 or 4 years.
Thank you very much for being with us here today, Professor Gray.
You're welcome.
Professor Gray is the author of the new study, Labor Force Participation of Older Displaced Workers in Canada, Should I Stay or Should I Go?, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge on our website at www.irpp.org.